You know, I thought Exeter pushed us really hard second half, but that little bit of quality in the last third come through, and I'm really pleased tonight.
Were you disappointed that Jesswell didn't exploit the conditions enough in the first half?
It's difficult. We were going too long, too straight. But what you've got to respect, we mix and match the team at the minute with the injuries. And, you know, some lads a bit more suited to getting second balls. You know, Sam Togwell's strength to getting about the pitch. Jimmy Ryan's are getting on it and playing. And Sam's adapted great. Togs has come in being terrific to two games. So we're not always going to be as pretty as we wanted to be. But tonight was about winning. I'm really pleased because I don't know how many supporters we had down here. But great credit to them for travelling down. I said to them, Jordan, that we could love to be top of the league tonight for us to travel home. We can't get involved with what happens tomorrow, but we've come away tonight for the first time. We've gone back top when we had an opportunity, and we're delighted for all our supporters, everyone at home. You can all go into the Christmas looking forward to two home games now, where we need everyone at that stadium to back us.
You must be absolutely down with the gritty determination of the side.
Yeah, because don't forget, after Southend, you know yourselves, with the phone-ins you have, etc., we got a lot of criticism. Do you know, I wonder what the phone-ins will be like tonight. Maybe in 2 weeks' time there'll be more criticism. That's football, and it doesn't bother me, but we had good support tonight, and they go on very happy, and they're the most important people at the club tonight.
Were you tempted to throw in our man from the start at
all? Well, listen, you know, he had a bad shoulder injury last week, and we thought he was out for 6 to 8 weeks, and you could see yourself he's a threat. You know, but Mark Richards had a couple of chances first half, and you see where his finish was absolutely top draw. Owen Doyle went on the left and worked so hard for the team, and, you know, I'm just pleased tonight because, as I say, we were top. We fell away a little bit in terms of where we were, but tonight we're gone top, and when you're top of any league, it's a great occasion, it's a great night for everyone. Wouldn't all be, it's 21 games, no one's stupid. No leagues are won, no leagues are lost, but we're in a good position tonight and we'll have a good trip home.
Just speaking about Richards as well, he must have been absolutely gutted to miss those two as well, but you must be pleased for him to get on the score sheet again.
Pleased for our team. We have great players at the club, we've got great support, and we're not going to win every game. Chelsea don't win every game. You know, all these teams don't win every game. We seem to get more criticism than any team around when we get beat. We'll get beat in the future. But I think after the Southend game, our work ethic got questioned, our desire to play. But sometimes I make a mistake of picking too many flair players because I want football to be played the correct way. Lately, I've picked maybe one or two lads with a bit more desire to win, and we've got good results. Soon we'll get beat again. I suppose I'll get criticised. But that's the good thing about being a football manager. When you do win, you have good trips home, and we're going to have a good one tonight. They didn't really create many chances in the game, didn't they? So we're pleased to see it out. I'm delighted for everyone, and hope everyone has a safe trip home.
Well, you asked me how many Chesswell fans were here. There were 138 here. Have you got a message for them?
I have got a message. Have a safe trip home. Thanks very much for your support. We'll see you at the Proact on Boxing Day. You know, and hopefully we can put back-to-back wins together that can see us go into a good place. Merry Christmas to everyone.